You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Join Karen Rizzo as she shares her true and inspiring stories of angel encounters and their divine messages. As an established author, spiritual coach, medium, and public speaker, her desire is to inspire others and to remind us we are all one, guided, divinely loved, and never alone. Karen will inspire you to shine your lights brighter than ever to align you with your soul. The time for belief and healing begins now. Here's Karen.
Hello, welcome to the Law of Attraction Network. I'm your host of Lights Up, Karen Cesario Rizzo, coming to you from my home in beautiful Sweet Home Chicago. So for those who don't know me, I'm an author, a spiritual life coach, intuitive, light worker, channeler, medium, and a passionate believer. What do I believe in? Oh, I believe in lots of things. First off, I believe in angels. I believe in angels who have led me, protected me, and guided me my entire life. They've been with me for as long as I could remember, when I was a little girl, when I didn't, I mean, I knew there were angels around me because I believed. I saw them as a little girl. You know, when you're young, you don't have those thoughts of, oh, that can't be happening. You just see things, you experience things, and you accept things. And they were always with me my entire life through all times, whether it be hard times, good times. I always felt that I was loved and protected, always at a young age. What a gift, right? For those of us who accept it. Well, I also believe in the law of attraction. And I've incorporated so many of these laws into my life. And I've manifested not just my dreams and desires, but blessings I've never considered, things I've never seen coming. Or I saw them coming, but sometimes you think, oh, how can that be? But it's something you've asked for a long time ago, and here it is manifested at the right time. So I'm not done. None of us are ever done. We manifest, we ask, we believe, receive, always. Our entire lives, we never stop, and never stop believing. So thank you for joining me, and thank you for tuning into this network. If you're looking for change in your life and you want to learn how to activate the law of attraction, you've come to the right place, the Law of Attraction Network. We're here to help. We're bridges. I'm a storyteller, as many of us are, and I share many true stories that have enabled me to test out the universe and experience my part in the co-creation of my life. Some of these stories, they're all true. They've all happened, and I knew one day, it's funny because when these things, these experiences were actually happening, I thought, okay, you gave me this experience so that one day I can share this. And I always saw myself telling the story. Actually, I saw myself telling the story on the radio. Isn't that funny? It was probably before podcasts became popular. So I always just saw myself sharing these stories and public speaking. So again, and then this podcast happened. It seemed like it was out of nowhere, but it was divinely created to share these stories and hopefully inspire others to take charge of your lives, take charge of your thoughts, and co-create your desires with the universe. Okay, let's get started. So this week's topic is being brave, the warrior within. Last week, we talked about braveness a little bit, but of course, you know me, I've got my guides and they're all over the place and they always want me to say some more. So I kind of just listen to them and I tell them, you know, you guys, it's a 30-minute show. So give me a minute here. So, but there's a pushing. I love it. So, all right, but I want to go back to ascension a bit because last week I spoke about ascension and the brutal symptoms, but there's amazing symptoms to ascension as well, which I want to share really quickly. It can be beautiful ascension and truly change your life. Remember, light creates ascension. Light creates higher vibrations. Light creates joy. Spread your light. The more joy, higher vibrations, and on and on. And as I say many times, the past year during COVID was one of the most amazing opportunities for ascension. Such a gift in so many ways. Hard as that is to understand. Just so much energy, so much shift, so much opportunity for change. Such an opportunity to ascend your soul. the mothership, your soul, putting out so many vibrations for growth. It was impossible to miss. Again, your choice, free will equals choice. I say this all the time, being aware of your thoughts, your words and your actions is one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself. If you don't like it, change it. Change the thought, change the word, change the action. Everything is vibrational. Okay, so back to ascension. When you start to notice those little gradual changes in yourself, you've ascended. Want to see more joy, more happiness? Want to lighten your load? Ascend. You don't know how? Ask your guides. All right, so again, last week I talked about the icky, yucky ascent symptoms that can feel brutal. I get it. But the gifts that come out of those, the icky experiences are immeasurable. So I want to share real quick the amazing signs of ascension. Check this out and prepare to be amazed. All right, so additional signs of ascension. An increased tendency to let things happen rather than to make them happen, right? That's called letting go, right? Let go, let God, letting them happen. Frequent attacks of smiling. How awesome is that, right? You just find yourself smiling. You're like, why am I so happy? I don't know. Things have changed. There was a shift. Feelings of being connected with others and with nature. You might want to just go outside. You might want to smell flowers. Like, it's corny as it seems, you might want to go hug a tree. Corny, I know, but it's true. There's so much vibration out in nature. Frequent overwhelming episodes of appreciation. You're just happy. You're just appreciative for everything. Those thoughts of appreciation come into your head without notice. Then there it is. A tendency to think and act spontaneously rather than from fears based on past experience. That is an amazing sign of ascension. When you catch yourself thinking and acting spontaneously rather than fears. So it's key. A loss of ability to worry. I love that. I had a rough week, I'll talk about that later. So I know I'm ascending because icky things happened, and then quickly my guides are like, "All right, come on, this is a great time to ascend." All right, a loss in interest of conflict. You don't care about conflict. You don't want to fight. That's key to your ascension. And sometimes the universe will bring you these opportunities so that you can be like, why is this all happening? It's a sign that those are the triggers that you're supposed to deal with to ascend. Remember your triggers. A loss of interest in interpreting the action of others. So it's like you just don't care why someone's doing something, why something's saying something. You just don't care. You don't have an interest for why somebody is doing something. You don't really care. Doesn't interest you anymore. A loss of interest in judging others. This is hard, but it is big and it is key. The only thing bigger than that is a loss of interest in judging yourself. And so all of those things I talked about, those, you know, judging and triggers and all of that, when you ascend, you become less judgmental of yourself for those triggers and for being judgmental. Does that make sense? You're less judgmental for being judgmental. So you don't judge yourself for your journey. That is key. When, you know, I remember, I don't know if you ever listened to Esther Hicks. She always talks about the soul and growing. And she always says, it's like a child that's learning to walk, like a little one-year-old, right? Learning to walk. And then the baby falls. You wouldn't say, get up, you stupid, clumsy ox. Like, you wouldn't say that. And that's us as we struggle, as we fall. We wouldn't say that to ourselves. And so try to this is me too, to not to judge yourself when you fall or when you have thoughts of negativity or thoughts of judgment. It's not judging yourself and saying, okay, I get it. I need to work on this, but don't judge yourself through it. And the last one I want to talk about today is gaining the ability to love without expecting anything. That's a hard one. It's hard, but love is love is love is love. And when you have the ability to love without expectations, that's from source. That's straight from God. Don't go with it. Don't fight it. Don't resist the change that is meant for you. I said this last week. I'm going to repeat it. You may not know where you're headed, but trust where you're being guided. Okay, we're going to get back to bravery, as everything ties into bravery anyway. The warrior within. So what exactly is the definition of bravery? I don't know, right? It's the quality or state of having or showing mental or moral strength to face danger, fear, change, difficulty, the end of something, the beginning of something, or judgment. Again, judgment. That's the big one. Sometimes we're being judged for being who we are, for being our authentic selves. Don't we all know that one? Sometimes we're judged for speaking the truth, being who we're meant to be or who we want to be. Sometimes it's being judged about your job, about your relationships. Sometimes being a warrior is walking away from things that are not for your highest good. Toxic situations, feeling like you're not part of the crowd, walking your own path. It's hard. It's so hard to walk your own path. Maybe you want to quit your high-paying job and write that song, draw. Paint, sell shirts on a beach. Oh my gosh, what would your friends, families, coworkers say? Worse yet, what would they say on LinkedIn? Oh my gosh, what happened to that crazy person? They're selling t-shirts on a beach. I don't know. So tap the warrior within you. We all have a warrior within us. And I would venture to say, believe it or not, the warrior within you is closer than you think. All you have to do is tap. Hey, warrior, I need you, warrior. And believe me, that warrior is ready to fight for you, ready to fight for the ascension of your soul. We all have the warrior in us. Neil Donald Walsh, one of my favorite authors, said, "Life is a choice, a playground in which we can be and experience what we want without expectation, without fear, and with the knowing that we are always enough." There's a warrior in all of us. Don't be afraid to be a warrior for yourself and for others. Hold up that light and forge through as a warrior. All right, so there's a story that I want to share today that I really haven't told many people. Of course, you know, that's me. But this is something that I knew that as it was happening, it was probably humiliating at the time. Not probably, it was. And I thought, oh my God, I could never tell anybody this. Nobody could ever find out about this. But it was such a scary experience and kind of shameful. But I knew that by the time the experience had occurred, that it was a great story that I was going to tell one day. And it's been many, many years. But just to go back a little bit, I used to work, I lived in Florida for a couple of years, and I worked for Disney. No disrespect against Disney, but it was not, you know, talk about that minimum wage thing. It was very tough financially. It's hard to work for Disney and survive on it, on a single income. And I was very blessed to get a job and get a full-time job quickly with Disney, which doesn't happen. It's hard to happen, but there I was. But again, before I got this job, and you know, I had lived in, we were renting a house, and I started, buying some stuff for the house with a retail credit card. And I don't know, I just assumed that everything was going to be okay. So I just was buying stuff for the house, not spendthrift, not crazy, not like goofy things, but I just bought stuff for the house, whatever. And whatever. So the bill was probably, I don't know, $1,000, maybe $1,800, but it was a retailer, which I'm not going to mention. And yeah, by the time I got, you know, was renting this house and it was trying to pay the rent and utilities, which that was a hard thing to do too, I did not pay this bill. It was bad. It was so bad. It was so bad financially in Florida. You probably remember the story if you remember that the phones got turned off, our cell phones. So it was very tough, but I knew that I was there for another purpose. I was contacted by so many spirits. My gifts as a medium, my gifts as a light worker, like I had so many angels around me. Like I was going through so much ascension that I knew that the money part of it was just part, it wasn't something I was supposed to worry about, although it was awful. So of course you worry about it, but what I got out of it, as far as visitations and energy, it was off the charts. Read my second book, Living in the Light. It talks about all of this, but not this story, because I didn't pay this bill for a retailer. And came home from work one day, and there's a big fluorescent sticky thingy on the door. Now, I'm sure everybody in the neighborhood saw this. It was on the front door, and it was big. And it was like a fluorescent, either orange or pink, and kind of hard to miss. And when I got, as I got closer to it, I saw that it was a summons. Yep, I got summoned to court by this retailer. I was petrified. I was mortified. I had never, ever experienced anything like this before. I'm not a lawbreaker. I've maybe gotten some speeding tickets, but I am not a lawbreaker, if anybody knows me. I was terrified. I couldn't imagine that, not opening. It's not that I didn't pay the bill. I just never opened the envelopes. They were literally sitting in a box. I was terrified because I couldn't pay it. So, of course, I didn't pay them anyway. I had to call a number, and I was so scared, but I thought, I just have to do this. So I called the number, and I talked to the woman, and she was so kind, and I was, and she's explaining to me what was happening and where I had to go, because I had to go to court. Yeah. So we had a really great talk, and I don't know how the conversation came up, and angels came up, and believe me, it wasn't me. And then for some reason, she started talking about this kind of stuff, and I said, I just wrote a book called Are You Living Your Life or Surviving Your Past? It's about healing and about angels. And she Googled me, and she said, oh my gosh, is this you? I see your picture. Oh my gosh. So she said, I'm going to buy your book, and good luck to you, and you'll be fine. So whatever. So I was like, okay, that was okay, but I have to go to court. And I was new in Florida. I was in, in the Orlando area, Polk County, but this was the county I never heard of. It was like 45 minutes from where I lived. I don't know where I am. All I know in Florida is, a small area, the Disney area. But my daughter didn't want to come with me, and I didn't want to push her because it was humiliating. And I thought, I have to do this by myself. So I'm from Chicago. So when I go to court, I put a suit on. So I did. I got my suit on. The last time I wore a suit in Florida was when I interviewed for my job at Disney. And I got my suit on and I went and I drove there, Google mapped it. I arrived in the parking lot of the courthouse, terrified. I'm telling you, I was so scared. I can't even tell. I can't remember the last time I was ever so scared. I've been in court for other things, not for me, but to me, court is terrifying. No offense to attorneys or anybody who works in a court or the justice system. I don't mean any disrespect, but for me personally, I was terrified. It's very intimidating. And I don't know, it was awful for me. It was awful. But in the car, I'm praying and I'm talking to my guides and I'm saying, please help me. Please make me strong. Please give me the strength to do this. Like, I was freaking so scared. So I get in the walk inside and they gave you the room number, and court wasn't open yet. It was supposed to open at like 1 o'clock. And so we were all sitting around in these chairs outside the courtroom. And you could tell everybody was there for kind of the same reason. It was either retailers or hospital bills, like that kind of thing. And everybody was scared. You could see it in everybody's faces. You could just see it. It was awful. And everyone's kind of looking at each other like scared, like looking for that, that shared fear. And I stuck out like a sore thumb, obviously, because I was in a suit. And again, no disrespect to Floridians, but nobody else was even dressed up like even it at all, but I was in a suit, but I was scared. I was scared. And I was just keeping to myself. And I was talking to my guides and I was saying, please help me be brave. Don't leave me. Stay with me. Give me the courage I need to do this. Cause I thought I was actually going to throw up or pass out. Well, while we were waiting out there, maybe 15 or 20 minutes, this attorney was looking around for somebody that he could, I say the word help, but I guess the word is help. But he was looking for, I don't mean to be mean, and I know I have an attorney friend who listens to my show, so I know you'll understand this, but he was kind of looking for fear. He was kind of looking for somebody he can give his card to and then send them on their way, and he would go to court and he would, you know, to save them the experience. So, but he was looking around to see who was afraid. So he sat next to me and I thought, don't even bother. I've got guides here. Don't even bother. And he whispered to me something about, you know, look at how these people are dressed. And I thought, not a word. Don't say a word to me. I'm not going to be scared. You're not going to find fear in me. I'm being brave, and I'm calling on all my guides to help me. So as time went on, he did find somebody, and it was this girl who had been looking at me a lot, and she was really scared. And then he started talking to her, and she was like, you know, like nodding. And then he was like, you know, talking, got his hands going, and he's like, yeah, I got this. And he gives her his card, and he's like, yeah, you can go. I got this. And she looked at me, and I remember the look on her face, like, ha ha, I don't have to go into court, and you do. And she left. She went out the door. And I thought, okay, gulp. I'm not taking him up on that. I don't need your card. I've got my spirit guides with me. I'm going to do this myself. I was still so scared. So the courtroom doors open, and there's probably 9 of us like that, like 9 different cases. And I'm like, you know, they start calling. So anyway, everything begins, all rise. And this judge comes out of her chamber, and she's beautiful. She's this beautiful woman who looks like my cousin Nanette. Now, I'm not sure if Nanette's listening to my show, but Nan, if you're listening to my show, there she was. And Nanette is an angel in my life. She has helped me through so much in my life. And I was, couldn't believe my eyes. I'm like, Nanette, that God sent me Nanette is the judge. And so she was very sweet, and she sat down and she said, you know, good morning or good afternoon or whatever, and kind of explained how it works. And, you know, you're all here for this. She's very kind. And she explained the process, and, you know, there was a bailiff up there with her, and somebody else from the court was up there with her. I think there were 3 women. And again, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know the exactly who else. There was another attorney there, and the other attorney was representing the hospitals and the retailers. And so he had all the paperwork for every case. Okay, so she was so sweet, and she was talking about how this was going to work, and they start. And so the first one is like, this hospital, and this is, and just, you know, how much you owe and whatever. And, you know, they're trying to set up payment plans, and she was very kind. And each, as they went through each one, at the end of her time, you know, figuring things out, the other attorney would say, oh, and the court cost, because they would add another additional charge on it for court costs. And it was somewhere between $300 and $500. And he was like, and she's like, and so-and-so, how much is it? And he's like, well, Your Honor, the court cost is blah, blah, blah. And it was like I say, between maybe $300 and $400. And they added that on to the bill. And then they were working on payments. Okay. So they come to, now I'm scared to death because all these people are before me and they weren't calling my name yet. Finally, maybe after, I don't know, an hour, they finally get to me. And everybody's gone by now. There's only a couple of people left, and it's my turn. And so I get up and I go up to the little podium with my paperwork, and they're like, you know, Ms. Rizzo, blah, 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 and da, 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 da. And I said, Your Honor, may I say something? And first of all, they looked at me like they couldn't believe something. I thought, well, maybe they're just staring at me with their mouths hanging open because I had a suit on for real. But they were just looking at me, and I'm thinking, and like they were entranced by me. But again, I don't mean me. What I believe they saw, literally, not kidding, I believe they saw a light around me because I was so scared that I knew I had so many guides with me, and I knew that they had were giving me the courage to do this. So I said, Your Honor, I just want to take a minute to apologize for this. And I don't have any excuse for this. This was just me. I was so scared. I didn't have the money. And I take full responsibility for this, Your Honor. And she couldn't believe it. She was looking at me like with her eyes, like saucers, like who is this person? And literally, what planet is she from? She was just so, I don't know, like entranced by me. Again, I'm not being vain, but I really could tell that they saw like a light around me. I'm not even kidding you, because they were like entranced by me. And I thought, I know what you see. You see light around me. I'm a warrior, but I'm not doing this by myself. I am being helped to do this right now. And so you know, she was so kind, and the other attorney took over, and, you know, she said, okay, well, da 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 da. And she said, and so what about whatever, and what do you want to add to this? And he's flipping through all these papers, and he's like, over and over, looking, finally he goes, I don't know, you're not going to believe this, but there's no court costs for this. There's no like fees. She goes, what? He goes, no, Your Honor, there is no fees for this. They were adding $300 to $400 for everybody. And he said, I don't know. There's nothing here. And she looked at me and said, you know, somebody up there likes you. This is very unusual, but I think someone up there likes you. I was thinking, you have no idea. You literally have no idea. So we finish up, and she said, well, okay, so then here's where this is what there is. And do you think you can afford this much a month? And I said, yes, Your Honor. And she said, and you could tell again, she was like, who is this person? And who's this person in my courtroom? And again, I thanked her, and I thanked the other attorney. Like, I was so, everything that I had prayed for, that I had asked for, I received. I asked for strength. I asked for the warrior in me. I asked for bravery. And that lawyer, and again, no disrespect to the lawyer in the hallway, he was looking for fear. Well, yeah, I mean, no offense to him. He's looking for business, but he was looking to see who he could give his card to make money off of this. And again, I mean, no disrespect. He's got to make a living too. But when he was looking for fear, he probably would have seen fear in my eyes if I would have looked straight at him, but I wouldn't. And I kept saying, I'm not looking at you. You're not going to see fear. I have so many, you know, I knew that I was being guided, and that that my guides were saying, you don't need him. It's okay if someone else needs him, but you don't need him. It doesn't matter. Don't judge the other woman. And I kind of felt bad for the other woman, because I thought, you know what? You know, you're going to owe him money. And if you just walk into the courtroom and work it out with, you know, but again, it's fear takes over, and we have to pray for bravery. We have to pray for that warrior inside of us. We have to tap that warrior and say, Warrior, are you there? Come in, I need your help. It's like, and then the warrior shows up. The warrior in you shows up with a, you know, with a sword and lights around you. And I know that that's, I really feel that that's what the attorney saw, that's what the judge saw, the bailiff, all these people in the courtroom were just looking at me like, who is this person? And so this is a story that I've not really shared with many people. And those that know me know, now you know, I got called into court in Florida, and I didn't pay this bill from this retailer. And today I don't have credit cards. I don't do that anymore. But I probably could trust myself now. I know better. I'm not afraid anymore with money. I'm not, you know, and when I do, I work on myself, and I've learned how to manifest with the law of attraction. So, but I had to learn those lessons. I had to learn. So find that warrior in you. And if you don't know where that warrior in you is, if it's there, just tap and say, hey, warrior, I need you. You know, I have a battle to fight. I'm really scared. I'm scared of change. I'm scared of what's going to happen. I'm scared, whatever it is that you need help with. The warrior within you is ready to fight for you, and ready to fight for others. So, okay, so that's the story that most of my friends and family do not know. And now you know the truth. But again, I want to thank you for your support, and I want to thank you for tuning in to this show today, and for really the emails I've been getting are overwhelmingly wonderful, because it, you know, sometimes I don't know what, well, I kind of don't know what I'm doing, but I just listen to my guides. And thank you for the confirmation that I should keep moving forward, because, you know, the warrior in me is doing what I'm supposed to do, but that doesn't mean that I don't tap on that warrior every week or every day and say, I need you. But again, thank you so much for tuning in this week. And I don't have to remind you, but you know what to do. keep those beautiful lights shining brightly. If you have any questions, email me at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com. Keep those beautiful lights shining brightly, my friends. Lights up.
Thanks for listening to Lights Up with Karen Rizzo. Please join us next week for another great show. If you have a question to ask on our show, please visit her website at KarenRizzoLightsUp@gmail.com.